Zakta Herlig Mishnah Vaita Masecht is Chala, Peri Gimel Mishnah Zayin. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta that the Chiyav of Chala is only by one of the Chameshes Minei Dagan. You remember what the Chameshes Minei Dagan are? So in case you forgot, they are Chitim, Sa'odim, Kusmin, Shibaylis, Shul, and Shifin. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Suppose I made a dough out of rice, let's say, it would be Pater Nechal. For that matter, we also learned that, let's say, the first night of Pesach, you want to be Yotzi or Chiyav to eat matzah. And remember, there's a difference in the first night of Pesach and the other days of Pesach. The other days of Pesach, if you want to eat, you have to eat matzah. The first night of Pesach, you have a Chiyav to eat matzah. In Chutz Laretz, it's the first two nights, because the second night is a suffix of the first night. But in order to be Yotzi the Chiyav, the obligation that you have of eating matzah, it would have to be made with one of the Chameshes Minei Dagan. Here's the rule when it comes to matzah. To be yotzeh the chiyuv of matzah, it has to be something that would become chametz. Of course, you can't eat chametz on Pesach. But it means to say, if you wouldn't bake it according to a halacha, if you would allow it to rise, it would become chametz. But it has to be something that if you would allow it to rise, it would become chametz. You didn't. You baked it right away. You turned it into matzah. But to be yotzeh the chiyuv of matzah, it has to be something that if you didn't do it right, it would become chametz. And that's only the Chameshes Minei Dagan. So what you can separate challah from, and what you can be yotzeh the mitzvah of matzah with, really are the same. We learn Gzeir Shavah, lechem, lechem. By challah it says lechem, by matzah it says lechem, so what you can be yotzeh matzah with, that's where you have to separate challah. By matzah it says matzah is lechem oini, so you have the word lechem, and by challah it says ba'achalchem, mi lechem aretz, so you have the word lechem. Okay, having said that, let's see our Mishnah. Ha'oisa isa, if someone makes a dough, which is a mixture. The flour here is a mixture of wheat and rice. Min hachitim u min ha'ores. So here's the halacha. Im yeshba tam dagan. Somebody were to taste this dough, and you taste the wheat. This is a wheat dough, or this is a spelt dough, or a barley dough. Chayeves b'chal. It's mechuyev b'chal. You have to be mafresh challah from it. What about if there's more rice flour in this dough than wheat flour? You have to be mafresh challah. Well, what about if the amount of wheat flour is less than the 5/4 kavim? Still have to be mafresh challah. As long as if between the wheat flour and the rice flour together you have the sheer challah and you can taste one of the chameshes mini dagan over here, A, there's a chiyav challah. B, the yoitzeba adam yedechivase bepesach, a person can be yoitze his chayv of eating matzah and pesach from this mixture dough. On the other hand, v'im ein ba tam dagan, if you can't taste the tam dagan over here, you don't taste any of the chameshes mini dagan here. Let's say it's wheat, you don't taste the wheat. If it's rye, you don't taste the rye. If it's spelt, you don't taste the spelt, and so on. Eina chayeves b'challah. You would not be mechuyev to separate challah from this. And for that matter, v'ein adam yotzeh bo yedei chivasei b'pesach, a person cannot fulfill his chiyev to eat matzah on Pesach with this mixture where you don't taste any of the chameshes minei dagan. Even if I had chameshes revoi kemach, even if I had the sheer challah in the wheat here, I know what the mixture is, and I know that there's a sheer challah in the wheat, it doesn't make a difference. Being that I cannot taste any of the chameshes minei dagan here, the dough would be pater and challah, and you would not be yoitza the chiyuv of matzah and pesach. So again, chazing over a mishnah, if someone made a dough that's a mixture of wheat and rice, if you taste the wheat, doesn't make a difference what the proportions are. Even if there's no sheer challah in the wheat itself, as long as you have a sheer with the total dough, the wheat and the rice, you have to separate challah and your yoitza your chiyuv and pesach. If you don't taste the wheat over here, even if you know there's a sheer challah in the wheat, let's say, or for that matter, any of the chameshes minei dagan that's mixed with the rice, but if you don't taste it, the dough is pater and challah, and you are not yotzeh your chayiv on Pesach. There are a lot of different shitas here in the Rishonim how to explain this Mishnah. There's a chilek between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So let me just like touch the tip of the iceberg. If you want, you could go on to the next Mishnah. But there's a sugya called tam ke'ikr. Is the taste of something like the ikr? Some Rishonim hold, that's the basis of this Mishnah. The Rosh, other Rishonim. Once you have the taste of a certain thing, then everything in this mixture becomes part of that mixture. So I'm not looking at how much there is of the chameshes meridagan, how much there is of the rice. If it tastes like one of the chameshes meridagan, the whole thing becomes chameshes meridagan. Some rishonim say not like that. They say even if you say tam ke'ikr, that doesn't mean that the rice becomes part of the wheat. You would still need to eat in this mixture enough wheat to be yotzi. You have to figure out how much there is over here of wheat. When you eat the mixture, how much wheat are you getting in over there? And you would have to eat that amount to be yotze, the mitzvah of matzah. Some say it's dafka by wheat and rice. It's mashma that way from the Yerushalmi. But the nature of rice is, if you mix it in with wheat, it begins to taste like the wheat. And not only that, it could start becoming chametz. Now, if that's the case, wheat and rice is not just a mashal. Whatever the Mishnah is telling us here is dafka by wheat and rice, because only rice and wheat have this chemical combination, that the rice starts acting like the wheat. Again, that's what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi is a Gemara. There's no Bavli Gemara in Challah, but there is Gemara, which is part of Talmud Yerushalmi on Masechtas Challah. So again, a lot of different shittas over here in the Gemara and in the Rishonim and in Halacha, but I think there's one Musar thing that we can learn from this. You have to have the right friends. Because even if you think you'll never become chametz, you're a tzaddik, but if you get mixed up with people that are not talking the right way or not looking at the right things, we see how the nature of even something that won't become chametz can change very, very quickly. I think that's a little musar over here that we can learn as far as actually understanding the shitas of all these Rishonim, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Now you have something to look forward to.